This week, the question is, what is hell like? Although hell is not a pleasant subject, it is nonetheless in the Bible. God wanted all men to know the punishment that awaits everyone who would turn their backs on Him and His law. Interestingly, the scriptures teach that hell was not originally made for wicked men. Rather, the Bible says that hell originally was prepared for the devil. In Matthew 25, verse 41, "Then the king will also say to those on the left hand, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels.'" How sobering it really is to remember that if men refuse to obey God's law, they shall find themselves in a hell prepared not for men, but for the devil and his angels. The Bible has a lot of things to say about hell. To help men realize how terrible it really is, God used earthly things which we are familiar with in order to describe what hell is really like. First, hell is eternal, everlasting. The words eternal or everlasting are used to describe both heaven and hell. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 46, the Bible says, "These shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." The punishment in hell for wicked men will last just as long as the joyous life in heaven for righteous men. The very same word, eternal and everlasting, is used to describe both places. The agony and pain of hell will never stop. Second, hell is a place of darkness. In Matthew 25, verse 30, the Bible says, "Cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." There is, in most people, an innate fear of darkness. Hell will be a fearful place because it is a place of outer darkness. Number three, hell is a place of fire. In Matthew 13, 42, it's called a furnace of fire. Matthew 25, 41, everlasting fire. Mark 9, 44 and 45, fire that will not be quenched. Revelation 20, verse 10, fire and brimstone. Revelation 20, verse 15, a lake of fire. Matthew 3, verse 12, a baptism in fire. No doubt, being in hell will be far worse than the fire that we know on the earth, but fire here on the earth is the closest thing that God knew of to describe what hell was like. When you think of fire, you think of smoke. And so the scripture says in Revelation 14, verse 11, "The smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night." Number four, hell is a place of suffering and pain. In Revelation 20, verse 10, "They will be tormented day and night forever and ever." Revelation 14, verse 11, "The smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever." A person can be tormented only when he is conscious. If a man ever becomes unconscious, he's no longer aware of pain. Therefore, when the Bible says men are tormented day and night forever and ever, it implies that hell is a place of unending conscious torment. Number five, there will be no rest in hell. In Revelation 14, verse 11, "They have no rest day or night." Why can men and women have no rest in hell? Because they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. There will never be even a short span of time in which men and women may have rest from their pain and misery. Number six, there's no hope in hell. Sometimes we're able to endure misery and pain only because we have hope that someday things will get better. But in hell there is no hope, no escape, no rest day or night. After men and women have spent 10 million years in hell, they have no less time to stay there than when they first began. Number seven, hell is a place of bad memories. In hell, men and women retain their memories. In Luke chapter 16, Jesus tells of a rich man who went to hell, and this man was able to remember his friends, his enemies, his family, and all of his sinful deeds. The memories of this life will make hell even worse for the men and women who go there. They'll always remember the opportunities that they had to obey God, and they will remember how they turned their backs on Him. In conclusion, please remember that there is a great judgment day coming in which we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. There will be nothing to distort justice then. There will be no loopholes available to escape justice. The judge cannot be bribed. He cannot be wrong in his decision, and he cannot change the verdict. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9, the Bible says, "The Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power." If you have never obeyed the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, you must believe that Jesus is the Son of God. You must repent of your sins, confess Christ verbally with your mouth, and be baptized in water for the remission of sins. If you would obey these simple steps and remain faithful to the Lord, he would be your Savior and take you to home to heaven on that final day.